This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation, and in fact, the greatest nation. That is not a political statement. It is a nationalistic statement. And it is one that I believe is provably, demonstrably, arguably true. Now, that despite the fact that there are two new polls. And I'll tell you, they're both big authoritative polls. They're about taking the national temperature. Gallup. Americans know Gallup says U.S. national pride falls to record low. We are less proud of this nation than at any time since polling began, which is 50 years. And then there's another poll from the National Opinion Research Center, which is a very authoritative source of polling. Americans are the unhappiest they've been in 50 years. And that was a poll taken before the death of George Floyd, which I don't think has made people happier in this country. What the heck is going on? And then there is a gunfight over a statue in New Mexico, in the same city where they have already announced they are abolishing the police department. Okay. Something is not working here, and we need to get to it. President Trump tried to get to it this morning. He made his first formal organized response to the Black Lives Matter activism, to the concerns about police reform. And it's not limited to Black Lives Matter. There's a universal concern about police reform. And by the way, shared by a lot of police professionals. But President Trump, on a sunny, windy day, and the wind wasn't kind to his hair, and I'm sure everybody who was watching it live, as I was, would have noticed that. But President Trump was surrounded by a number of police officials, police officers of various racial backgrounds, and he signed an executive order on safe policing for safe communities. And he began by talking about a series of very important meetings he had just held. Listen.
We may all come from different places and different backgrounds. We're united by our desire to ensure peace and dignity and equality for all Americans. I've just concluded a meeting with incredible families, just incredible families that have been through so much. The families of Ahmaud Arbery, Botham Jean, Antoine Rose, Jamel Roberson, Adriana Jefferson, Michael Dean, Darius Tarver, Cameron Lamb, and Everett Palmer. These are incredible people. Incredible people. And it's so sad. Many of these families lost their loved ones in deadly interactions with police. To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain. We are one nation. We grieve together and we heal together. I can never imagine your pain or the depth of your anguish, but I can promise to fight for justice for all of our people. And I gave a commitment to all of those families today with Senator Tim Scott and Attorney General Bill Barr. We are going to pursue what we said. We will be pursuing it, and we will be pursuing it strongly, Tim, right?
Okay, he's gesturing to Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the United States Senate. I believe he's the only black Republican in the United States Congress. Well, that's after Will Hurd, the congressman from Texas, retires, which he's due to do in January. The president was sounding the same kind of notes he sounded in his very constructive and appropriate initial tweets about the George Floyd killing, where he said justice for George Floyd. He was concerned, as I think every American, anyone who saw that video, had to be concerned and horrified and disgusted by what happened. But that should not turn people in general against the police, on whom we depend and who are some of the finest Americans out there. And most people, whatever our division, still feel that, still believe that how much we need that thin blue line, that line of protection against craziness, which is also still out there. The president, in fact, was strong in terms of defending the police against calls to dismantle or abolish police departments as they're planning to do in Albuquerque. Listen.
We have to find common ground. But I strongly oppose the radical and dangerous efforts to defend, dismantle, and dissolve our police departments, especially now when we've achieved the lowest recorded crime rates in recent history. Americans know the truth. Without police, there is chaos. Without law, there is anarchy. And without safety, there is catastrophe. We need leaders at every level of government who have the moral clarity to state these obvious facts. Americans believe we must support the brave men and women in blue who police our streets and keep us safe. Americans also believe we must improve accountability, increase transparency, and invest more resources in police training, recruiting, and community engagement. Reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals. They are not mutually exclusive. They work together. They all work together.
Okay, one of the things, I hope that his advisors work on this, he has to read over more carefully the scripts before he goes to the teleprompter. At one point he said he meant to say defund. He's going to resist calls to defund the police. And he said to defend the police. And it doesn't make any sense. But he made a great deal of sense when he insisted that cops are overwhelmingly dedicated and decent public servants. This is something that Americans need to be reminded of. And frankly, that I believe that most Americans know, even deep in their soul, listen.
And nobody is more opposed to the small number of bad police officers, and you have them. They're very tiny. I use the word tiny. It's a very small percentage, but you have them. But nobody wants to get rid of them more than the overwhelming number of really good and great police officers. Some of them are standing with me and with me in the audience today, and I appreciate you being here. Thank you. Thank you. Great job. What's needed now is not more stoking of fear and division. We need to bring law enforcement and communities closer together, not to drive them apart. Under the executive order I'm signing today, we will prioritize federal grants from the Department of Justice to police departments that seek independent credentialing, certifying that they meet high standards, and in fact, in certain cases, the highest standard. That's where they do the best, on the use of force and de-escalation training.
Okay, and that is part of this executive order, which I don't think will be deeply controversial. President Trump did make a remark about AIDS that has inspired some controversy. We will get to that. We'll also get to good news on the economy. and really unexpectedly good news, and about the coronavirus, both of which are hugely important developments. That and more, plus those polls about American pride, coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A MedHead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
And this is our spring sale. And with the end of the spring coming up, that's on the 21st of this month, of course, This is you going to be close to your last chance. You got to move quickly. Go to michaelmedved.com, and when you put in the little box, the Spring 40 logo. That's Spring 40 because it takes you down to $40 for a full year's membership that gives you 50% off on all the History Store material, gives you access to this show 24/7. It comes down to 11 cents a day. It's the best deal we've ever had. It's been very popular. And if you want to join our family of MedHead members, go to michaelmedved.com. Use that Spring 40 slogan, method, to actually save money. Okay, President Trump is trying, I think, and this was clearly a sincere effort to move forward, to try to do a little bit better in terms of unity. And he did say something, and this has been acknowledged by many people on all sides, including Van Jones, by the way. The president at least is trying. And that's good. He actually talked about some of the reforms that are included in his executive order, which he signed today in the Rose Garden. Here's the President of the United States.
For example, many believe that proper training might have prevented the tragic deaths of Antoine Rose and Botham Jean. As part of this new credentialing process, choke calls will be banned, except if an officer's life is at risk. And I will say we've dealt with all of the various departments, and everybody said it's time. We have to do it. Additionally, we're looking at new advanced and powerful, less lethal weapons to help prevent deadly interactions. New devices are being developed all the time, and we're looking at the best of them. And cost is no object. No object. Under this executive order, departments will also need a share of information about credible abuses so that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next. That's a problem. And the heads of our police department said, whatever you can do about that, please let us know. We're letting you know. We're doing a lot about it. In addition, my order will direct federal funding to support officers in dealing with homeless individuals and those who have mental illness and substance abuse problems. We will provide more resources for co-responders, such as social workers who can help officers manage these complex encounters. And this is what they've studied and worked on all their lives. They understand how to do it. We're going to get the best of them put in our police departments and working with our police.
Okay, this is very similar to this Albuquerque situation where they are creating a new public safety department, which would then deal with issues like public drunkenness and homelessness. And I hope the president is right that the social workers who are hired by these new government agencies, like the one in Albuquerque, and he seems to be encouraging the police departments to have more social workers and drug counselors ready to go on the streets, homeless counselors, rather than relying on police. And by the way, I know that that's a relief to many police departments and to many police officers. And when people are talking about defunding the police, that's obviously a way that you can save money. You need fewer police officers if somebody else, a social worker, a drug counselor, is involved with some of the many, many cases that police have to deal with. We did this story on the air. In San Francisco, there was one guy who had been arrested over 300 times in the same year. And he was a homeless drunk. And it's just day after day, they arrest him, they take him for a ride, they book him, he's released, and boom, he's drunk again, and they book him again, and it's very expensive, because often it involves an ambulance, because sometimes the guy's passed out. And he was what they call in police parlance a frequent flyer. I mean, he was... That experience leads me to suppose, I don't know that suddenly social workers are going to be able to deal with people like that. And meanwhile, President Trump wanted to deal with some criticism, of course. No Trump public statement at this stage would be complete without an attack on Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Now, how does he fit that into here? Well, listen.
We will have reform without undermining our many great and extremely talented law enforcement officers. President Obama and Vice President Biden never even tried to fix this during their eight-year period. The reason they didn't try is because they had no idea how to do it. And it is a complex situation. Beyond the steps we are taking today, I am committed to working with Congress on additional measures. Congress has started already, and they'll be having bills coming out of the Senate and possibly out of the House. And hopefully they'll all get together and they'll come up with a solution that goes even beyond what we're signing today. But this is a big, big step, a step that hasn't been taken before. But in order to make real progress on public safety, we have to break old patterns of failure.
Okay, and this goes to one of the biggest campaign themes that the Trump campaign is going to use, which is we have to break patterns of failure. In other words, Trump got elected as somebody who was going to drain the swamp. He was going to shake up the status quo. He was going to be a bull in the China shop. And he's done a lot of that. And, certainly has he shaken things up, done things differently? Yes, sure. But the problem he has right now is saying that, well, for these new problems, what do you need? And his attack on Obama and Biden is a way of saying you don't need the same old, same old. You continue to need something very different. Well, like, for instance, an AIDS vaccine, that's cut number 3 that he also spoke about, and I think it was all script. But we will get to that. So that certainly is one of the more controversial aspects of the president's presentation this morning. Also, new news of economic numbers that are actually very encouraging. The market likes it. And a cancel culture and Domino's Pizza? Really? And then the war against statues. What do you do to resolve that war and to stop it from becoming actually bloody, which it just did in Albuquerque? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is taking action on police reform after weeks of protests and violent riots. Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says bad cops represent a tiny fraction of the police departments across the country. Part of that executive order includes setting up a national database to track law enforcement officers who have numerous excessive force complaints against them.
Departments will also need a share of information about credible abuses so that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next.
Testifying in a virtual Senate hearing on Tuesday, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is warning about the significant uncertainty in the economic recovery, and the border between the United States and Canada will remain closed for at least another month. The border has been closed to non-essential travel since March 21st due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Medved Show, President Trump celebrated some of the good economic numbers this morning, and there are numbers about retail sales, which of course is the very heart of the economy, because when you talk about shipping jobs overseas, you can't sell ship all retail jobs overseas. I mean, I guess if you're talking about online purchases and shipping things from abroad, sure, but the whole survival of the bricks and mortar economy, of actually having stores where you go in and buy stuff, can be very important. And there was good news about that today. We'll get to more on that. But President Trump spoke about it and spoke about it in terms of in the context of announcing his executive order on police reform. Here is the President of the United States.
Projection was anywhere from 6 to 8%. We're up 17.7%. And what does that mean? The stock market went through the roof. These good numbers, they drove it up to a level that we're almost at the same level. Hard to believe. We're getting very close to the level we were before the pandemic and before all of the things that you've seen happen happened. That's a great thing, because ultimately it's about jobs. It's about the government can never do anything like a great job for a person where they look forward to getting up in the morning and going to work and getting a much bigger check than they could ever get otherwise. Today and over the last 60 days, we've had one of the biggest stock market increases in the history of the stock markets. And 2 weeks ago, the 50-day increase was the single biggest. Unless my formula is tampered with, We will soon be in a stronger position than we were before the plague came in from China. When the numbers reach the point that I know they will, there will again be a great unity and a great spirit in our country. People will have that job back that they might have lost. They'll be making even more money than they did before. We have some brilliant people working with me, and we put it together. We did it once, and we're very easily doing it again. We're way ahead of schedule. You'll see that. You'll see the third quarter numbers will be very good. You'll see fourth quarter will be really good, and you'll see next year will be one of the best economic years this country has ever had.
You can tell, I mean, none of this was scripted. That, I don't think, was part of his prepared script. But he couldn't resist. I mean, he's doing a rally on Saturday. They're going to have, I think, 20,000 people in an arena, and then another at least 40,000 in a spillover location. They'll be able to watch live nearby. There has been a tremendous response to him resuming the rally. Now, it's controversial because the arena that he is using in Tulsa, Oklahoma, actually had canceled all other events through July because of the lockdown and because of the pandemic. The president's going to be there. And, yes, of course, that's controversial. But he was also talking about medical triumphs and seeming to bask in the glow of optimism about those medical triumphs, including the much-heralded AIDS vaccine. Listen.
They have come up with things, and they've come up with many other cures and therapeutics over the years. These are the people, the best, the smartest, the most brilliant anywhere. And they've come up with the AIDS vaccine. They've come up with, or the AIDS, and they, as you know, there's various things, and now various companies are involved. But the therapeutic for AIDS, AIDS was a death sentence, and now people live a life with a pill. It's an incredible thing.
Okay, it is. I mean, we have made tremendous progress on AIDS. There's no doubt. There's no vaccine. And you could tell by the way he delivered that, that he was a little bit embarrassed. All of this goes to, look, this was a positive step for the president to sign this executive order, just like this news is positive. It turns out that the stock market was about to close. It had been up as much as 600 points. It's up right now 486 points. That's a lot. Maybe not quite as glorious as President Trump is talking about, but certainly it's encouraging. And Americans should feel encouraged about it, particularly at a time when there is so much worry about this country and the state of the country and guilt and paralysis. It was kind of good to hear the media today talking about the retail numbers that were just released. Here's a collage of some of the things that folks had to say. Listen.
Stronger than expected retail sales in May as American consumers spend more and ease restrictions.
You know, this was a bigger than expected jump here. 17.7% was the jump in the month in terms of retail sales. We've never seen a number like that.
I tell you what, the mighty U.S. consumer also fighting for the top spot and the spotlight here too. Let me walk you through the numbers. U.S. retail sales, as I mentioned, spiking almost 18% in May after falling by more than 16% in April and over 8% in March. So admittedly bouncing back from a low base, but that's double what analysts have been expecting in May.
Big number, better than 17%. Right to Cheryl Cassoni we go with the numbers. All right. May retail sales hitting the tape, Cheryl.
Here we go, Maria. All right, the estimate for month-over-month gain from April to May was a gain of 8%. We got 17.7%, and look at the Dow go. This is now a record for this particular report from the Commerce Department, May retail sales. And again, there goes the Dow.
And the market is soaring.
Okay, it has been, and it's kind of good to hear that. And part of this is that the coronavirus opening up of the country after the lockdown has gone more quickly than anticipated, more quickly than some public health officials counseled. And yet, as the Wall Street Journal has reported, as even the New York Times has reported, the public health impact has not been nearly as negative as people anticipated. And let us hope that we don't have some kind of relapse or new second wave or new spread of this due to all of these demonstrations. And yes, also the revival of Trump rallies. Let's hope. And the summertime, a lot of experts were saying we would be more safe from mass transmission of the COVID-19. Larry Kudlow was on TV during the weekend, and he told this to Jake Tapper, and the retail numbers today, which you just heard about, make it sound prophetic. Listen.
This is a turning point in the economy. Besides the great jobs numbers, you've had a lot of positive green shoot indicators, Jake, and we don't want to interrupt that. Besides the job figures, you're going to get big, big retail sales numbers reported next week on Tuesday. Already department and merchandise sales week to week are above year-ago levels. You've got an Apple Mobility Index that's practically pre-pandemic, showing that people are traveling. But new business applications are skyrocketing. And by the way, small businesses are now about 80% reopening. So this is all positive news coming off the pandemic. We are in the recovery stage.
Okay, and that's certainly good news. It's also very good news politically. One of the fascinating things, when you look at all the polling, the one thing that is consistently encouraging to President Trump and Trump supporters is that the president is still given better marks on the economy than Joe Biden. There's a powerful piece by Gerald Seib about the Trump narrative that can win him re-election. Whatever the polls say right now, we'll get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776 for your calls.
Michael MedVed.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, I was speaking just moments ago about a very powerful column by Gerald Seib, which I think should encourage people who are concerned about this election and concerned about one basic fact, and it's a fact that Seib acknowledges, is that over the last 15 elections, that's a lot of elections, whenever you've had a president of the United States who's looking for a second term, or in the case of Franklin Roosevelt, third term, fourth term, going all the way back to 1932, there have only been three presidents who have run for office with unemployment rates that rose over the year of the voting. Now, there is no question, I mean, no matter how well the economy does, the unemployment rate in January was a fraction of what it is now. The unemployment is going to be much higher when people go to the polls in November than when this year began. Now, the only three presidents who had a lower employment, who had a higher unemployment rate at the end of the year that they ran than the beginning of the year, were Herbert Hoover, who lost in a landslide, Jimmy Carter, who lost in a landslide, he lost 45 states, and George H.W. Bush. And he lost, he didn't lose by that much, but he lost by 5 points, and he lost. And he got a tiny percentage of the vote because of that third party, Ross Perot, who got 19% that year. Okay, that's kind of not encouraging to President Trump. But one of the things that Seib points out is, number one, people have more confidence in Trump, they say, including polls in which they favor Biden, but they have more confidence in Trump regarding the economy. And he says, most importantly, a clear campaign script is emerging for Mr. Trump. It has three parts. Celebrate a recovering economy. He did some of that today. Bash China. Certainly did that today. in his remarks on police reform and proclaim himself the candidate of law and order. And yes, that the whole police reform is about that. In each case, Mr. Trump is seeking to turn what could be a drag into an advantage on the economy. The Trump calculation, writes Gerald Saab in the Journal, will be that in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, the economy's direction, not its objective condition, will matter most by election day. In other words, it's not the old Reagan question, are you better than you were 4 years ago? It's, are you better than you were 4 weeks ago? Is the economy moving the right way? And I certainly hope that President Trump will be in a position, because that benefits all of us, that the economy is moving and continues to move in the right way, as there's evidence that it did today. And then in terms of getting tough on China, Saib says, more broadly, the tough on China theme has growing resonance as Americans increasingly place blame on Beijing for failing to do more to stop that coronavirus before it left to the broader world. Mr. Trump may not get good marks for how he handled the pandemic, but to many voters, China is the bigger villain. Well, that's many voters. To everybody, China is the bigger villain. And clearly, if you look at the way that they've distorted their own situation with the coronavirus and their failure to do anything about it. And Mr. Trump isn't going to be outflanked by anyone when it comes to confronting China. And then on the concern over racial injustice that has spread across America since the killing of George Floyd at police hands in Minneapolis and the ensuing unrest, there's nothing subtle about the ground Mr. Trump is staking out. On Monday morning, that's yesterday, he tweeted out simply and without elaboration, capital letters, law and order, exclamation point. Well, most Americans believe that's necessary. All Americans believe that's necessary. Can't live your lives without it. Can't build the economy, can't build anything. That was the seventh time in 2 weeks President Trump has tweeted that unadorned message, law and order. Overhanging all this, Trump advisors say, is a broader theme to knit together the disparate pieces. The problems on display right now show that old institutions have failed America. And the president remains the agent of change. That Mr. Biden can't be because of his entanglements with those institutions. Quote, to be clear, it is impossible for Joe Biden to cast himself as a candidate of change, says one Trump campaign advisor. See, this would be totally unprecedented. A president of the United States running as a change agent and casting his opponent as the defender of the status quo and of the establishment, except by nominating Joe Biden, the Democrats may be stuck with that label. That's why I think they will be virtually forced to nominate some kind of fresh face female. Obviously, it's going to be a female. Biden's already committed that. And I believe that Biden's running mate is going to almost certainly be African-American. And is that going to be Stacey Abrams? No, Stacey Abrams is a disaster. Could it be Kamala Harris? Conceivably. Could it be Mayor Bottoms of Atlanta, who is getting a lot of attention for her handling of this latest shooting in Atlanta? It could be. I do think it's most likely to be Congresswoman Val Demings from Florida, but we will see. Why? Because she is not only a congresswoman, she's not only African-American, she is not only popular with Democrats because she was one of the impeachment managers going against Trump, but she's a cop. Spent 27 years on the police department in Orlando, was chief of the police department in Orlando. Her husband is a cop. They met on patrol. He was also police chief. He is now mayor of Orange County, Florida. They have a mayor as head of the county. Those are credentials that may be able to make it sound as if Joe Biden is giving support to police institutions, regardless of what kind of radical sorts of reforms or restructurings he is pushed into by elements of his base. And that brings me to this Albuquerque story. I mean, it's ironic that this story about Albuquerque creating a new Department of Public Safety with social workers and drug counselors and et cetera, to take over those aspects in the police department, all of that is happening during one of the most spectacular police failures. We'll play the tape a little bit later in this show. But in Albuquerque, there's a statue. And it's a controversial statue. And it's always been a controversial statue, and it's been attacked before. But this time, there was actual gunfight over with shots fired, and somebody seriously wounded. I don't know the state. We'll give you the status, latest status of the demonstrator who was working to take down the statue of and it's a statue of a one of the early governors of Santa Fe in the state of New Mexico, and who named Onate, and he actually was a fairly brutal guy. And yet he was viewed as a hero because he represented a one-time Hispanic who, obviously, he was born in Mexico, this Onate, in what was called New Spain, and then came over to Santa Fe Colony. And at one point, he had ordered that a number of Acoma Indians who had rebelled and massacred a bunch of white people, he punished them by cutting off the feet of 24 of the Indian captives, killing more than 800. Okay, so he's absolutely eligible for cancel culture, but they have a very handsome statue there. The problem is, when you look at this video, you see all kinds of people trying to pull down the statue, and then there are other people who are part of what's called the New Mexico Civil Guard, people who are dressed in military fatigues, who are well-armed, and apparently it was one of them, they think, who fired this shot. The question is, how do you allow this? Where are the police? It's why you need the police. You can't have people just deciding we're going to pull down a statue and other people saying, no, you're not, we're going to shoot you, and without police trying to break it up. What is going on in our country? The role of the police, and we'll be talking about the Christian case for reparations. Is it true you cannot be, as our guest has argued, both white and Christian at the same time? We'll find out in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.